So we're back, we're good to go. You can watch us on Facebook, you can also watch on YouTube. Search for Nigeria Info 99.3 on those two platforms that you're able to watch live. You can use our mobile app as well. For those who've got complaints of streaming on the mobile app, we'd like to hear from you what the latest experience is like. Because a few things have been tweaked, so let's know exactly what's going on with the live stream on the mobile app. WhatsApp is also available for you as well. Let's know what you think. Let's start with the Punch newspaper, page 19 of the Punch. Business and economy page, as a matter of fact. Fuel scarcity worsens, black market booms at 300 naira per litre.
I mean, this is one time I wish Sheriff didn't hand over this paper to me, because what am I going to say? I said the other day, I've been with this situation since I started work as an assistant editor in Financial Punch, a publication of Punch newspapers, in 1981 or 82. I can't remember, 82, I think, yes. It's been fuel scarcity, fuel increase, fuel subsidy. This is 2024. How many years is that, Sheriff? The same issues.
This is 2022.
This is 2022, and the same issues. We have not moved forward. Rather, we are moving back step by step. And we continue to hail the principal actors in this saga. Check history. It's the same names that keep cropping up. The whole thing has become a racket. I know there's a worldwide phenomenon. I'm not taking that out of the equation. But why it is so, can you imagine, since 81 we've been talking about, whether we should give up our refineries, how can we get our refineries to work well? Since that time till now, as we speak, we have refineries, we have a refinery in Warri, Abi, we have a refinery in Port Harcourt, we even have a refinery in Kaduna to create some balance. We're an oil-producing country. We're a member of OPEC. Yet, for only God knows how many years, we've been having seminar after seminar, government after government, the same persons. In 84, no, Obasanjo's time. In that, okay, 80, I have gotten my dates mixed up. When Obasanjo was head of state, anyway, this same Buhari was minister for petroleum. The same actors, the same thing, the same issues. Corruption, corruption, corruption. Yet, we give up another opportunity. We almost have to pay compliance. Who is it for? I am paying. I lend credibility to hope. Use my words carefully. Lends a bit of credibility to hope. Whether that can happen, only God knows. I don't know who it is we've offended as a nation. I don't know what we've done to ourselves as a people. I don't know whether it's our diet. It is the same persons. In 1981, some of these people were in their 30s. They are in their 80s and they're still involved in this same racket and pass some of it over to their children. Anyway, let's see what we have in the papers. The papers talks about product hoarding. There'll always be product hoarding. Once there's a scarcity, there'll be hoarding. Once there's hoarding, there'll be a black market. These things are straightforward, very straightforward. So there's no point crying hula baloo. The government has told us no panic buying. We have enough oil. If you had enough oil, we will not be panic buying. Don't we have other things to do with our time? That's the same statement that comes. It's as if in those days there were no computers. I'm sure it was in a file. Maybe there's a file there that says fuel scarcity. The PR department pulled it out and issued the same statement. We have enough fuel. We have fuel at Atlas Cove. We have fuel at Apapa. We have fuel at this and that. Yet the fuel is not on the streets. The major issue, like all of us know, is that it is becoming difficult to sell fuel at the price at which we want to sell it. The subsidy is getting higher and higher. The government is between a rock and a hard place as to what to do. But you see, one of the reasons why the government can't even come to us for further sacrifices is that in the first instance, this whole subsidy thing had become, most of it had become a racket. And is anything but transparent? And so now, the fuel prices are going up worldwide. Granted, we are an oil-producing country. for God's sake, and like my good friend Adejeji will say, for crying out loud, we have 2-3 refineries. If they were working at optimum, we'll be able to manage the situation. But for some funny reasons, we are all now waiting for Dangote to get his own refinery up and going, maybe in about a year or two. Why hadn't we sold these refineries to multinationals to run? Only God knows. And they've been tossing us up and down, fueling riots. Today they will fund this demonstration. You go to Ojota, tomorrow you fund this. They have been playing the same cartel, the same cabal. And yet in 2023, we have another opportunity. The horizon looks very, very bleak. Very, very bleak. So everybody, brace up yourselves. There is no fuel, there is no light. That one too, the same thing. Right from the days of ECN to the days of NEPA, it's been rackets galore. The same personnel. The same personnel, they're now in their 80s. So you don't have light, you don't have fuel. And of course, you know what has happened to attendant job losses. The story we have here is, of course, commuters are stranded. I saw a story here that shocked me. It's embedded in this point story that Sherif handed over to me on page 19. It talks about product hoarding. He now says, now listen to this. Also, the Nigerian... let me read it from the beginning. It was also observed that some filling stations began to hoard products as those that dispense petrol had to increase the price of the commodity in Lagos. Fair enough. Also, the Nigerian Customs Service of FOU Zone A, Ikeja, I think that's one on the way to the airport, dispensed auction petroleum products at higher prices. How can Nigerian Customs be dispensing fuel? Do they have a license to do that?
I don't think so.
Where's all this coming from? And even they, now dispense. You see the racket we are in. They now dispense the auction product at a higher price. This is government. No input. This is seized petroleum. The customs could easily have handed it over to the government, even if it's just to keep the federal ministries moving. Do you understand? To keep operational, dispense it to the police, dispense it. No, is on the market at a higher price. And listen to the story. It says, it was gathered that petrol was sold to buyers at the operational warehouse of the unit on Monday in customs, who has no license. It says, one of our correspondents who visited the location on Tuesday morning and posed as a buyer was told that the product was no longer available. A female trader close to the warehouse who bought the product and resold it, so now you're getting a clear idea, on the black market, told the Punch Metro that the fuel won't be available again until next Monday. Everything has been sold yesterday. They sell to, you know, when you hear like that, they sell one man type. They sell to people only on Mondays. When a reporter insisted on seeing if the products would be dispensed, the premier said she would not waste his time. She would not sell until the following Monday. So the implication from this is that these women use their influence, whatever influence they have, to buy from the customs and sell in jerry can. I mean, what are we talking about? Let's move on to the next story.
We should move on, okay.
We should just move on. It's you know, 2 days ago, yesterday, we didn't even talk about it.
Vanguard is next. Pick six has a story here. Portables aid kills motorcyclist with singer's car in Ogun.
This portable has to be very, very careful. He's not, you know, he has no direct hand in this, according to the story, but for the fact that it is his vehicle and somebody has died. Now, that's a very complex situation. Does he have a response? Is the person licensed? The gentleman that was driving the car, is he licensed? If he's not, why would you hand your car over to a man who is not licensed? Is the car itself properly licensed? I hope so. There are so many complications, but I said by one of the police in the that gentleman called him. He was smoking something that appeared to be grass on the video, and I said, who? Can't somebody advise this young man? What does he think he's doing? If he thinks that he wants to be in his own mind another Nicola Pokuti, he should know that the times when Fela was alive is different from the times that you have now. The sensitivity to security and all forms of this, of social, the sensitivity is completely different. And then Fela had in the forefront, he was also known for fighting for the people. So in a way, he was excused some of these things. He was seen as championing the cause of the people. This gentleman is seen behaving like, I didn't say he's a deviant, behaving like a deviant. It's not going to get him anywhere. I'm glad the other one that I advised the other time has gone quite low. He's laid low for a while. I think Naira, whatever they call that one, that one has laid low. These young chaps need to understand something. If God gives you a talent, make good use of it. Make good use of it. I know sometimes this reflects how they, you know, they grew up and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
But there must be responsible adults around them who can call them to say that, look, hey, young man, come, all this, what you're doing. And let me tell him, in case he's listening or somebody's going to pass on the message to him, by the time whatever it is hits the fan, all those hailing him who are around him would have disappeared. I will tell him a story that Fela told me directly, not third party. He said that when he had that case, we all thought that Fela could never go to prison. So he said when he had that case, when he had the case that he was sent to jail, Okoro Edogo, he had thought that the whole country was going to scatter. I said, a revolution has come. That's what he told me. He said that when he came out from the court, he was surprised that even the people in his own household, when he put up a Black Power sign and thought that meant everybody would riot and whatever, everybody just went quietly away. And even those, a few who were hailing him, were hailing him with the right hand and using the left hand to cover it so police would not see them. So this Naira Marley, Portable, what's the name of the other one? Bonaboy. You will look, I'm telling you, your fans will continue to hail you. By the time you find yourself where you shouldn't be, they'll be hailing somebody else. That is the way it works. Keep to the music, develop yourselves. We give allowance for musicians to do a few things. Do it in the privacy of your home. If you can't, don't do it at all. But we give that allowance. Don't let people hail you. Because what happens is this. In case you don't know, this gentleman will be profiled worldwide. They might keep allowing you in and out occasionally, but you'll be closely watched. And you don't need that. You don't need that. I'll advise that he come forward. The story here says that it was his aide who was sent on an errand. And it was some overzealous fan who wanted to hail him, thought he was the one driving, that got injured. It was a bike rider. And then he got injured. He was taken to hospital. And unfortunately, he died. You're looking at a manslaughter case here. Very, very unfortunate.
Quite unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Mr. Root says, Portable was edged on by the Nigerian public and those who gave him endorsement deals, even though he has conducted himself in a disorderly manner. Oluwale says, smoking on marijuana has been normalized by musicians and they openly sing. They openly sing praises of it, not limited to Portable. Let's move on quickly now to page 4 of New Telegraph. We have this story here on the bottom corner. INEC youths, don't be social media activists only. Participate in elections.
But for this foil Jagbajantis that we had, this would have been a front page story. This would have been the first story we'll review today because it's very, very important. It's very, very important. Even INEC is saying that. Don't be social media activists only. There's so many social media activists. But on day of voting, they still be on the social media. Okay? And don't forget, there's a force that you have now that you think you can push forward. It's going to take a lot of planning. It's going to take a lot of planning for you to achieve, you know, your desired goal. It's going to take a lot of planning, perseverance. Going on an all-out battle on those who don't subject to your plan, at the very least, it will divert your mind to other things. Concentrate on where you're going. Now there's a problem. It appears, I'm using my words carefully, that there is a conspiracy to slow down the collection of PVCs. It appears. I'm seeing videos emerging of people, of course, going at the last minute, like we always do. I would plead with INEC to make sure that you extend the time. I don't see why you can't even extend the time on a daily basis till about 7 o'clock or therein, and extend where other places where people can pick up these PVCs. Okay? I'm going to plead with INEC to do that and not be a clog in the wheels of progress of this country. Please, if you know you want us to have peaceful elections, you have to make sure that you are seen, not just by word of mouth, but you are seen to be encouraging. I would have said, okay, even go to the university campuses, the campuses are down. But having said that, expand the network where people can easily register. I don't know why in 2022 why we cannot register, for example, online. Fair enough. But let's have more facilities and let everybody have a sense of belonging.
Right.
And to these gentlemen on the social media, stay focused. Keep pushing your candidate. Keep promoting your candidate. For those who are against your candidate, try and find a way to get them over to your side. The battle is at the polling center. It's not in the social media. Mm-hmm. It's not for you to start abusing people and this and make fun of it. And also remember, you will be infiltrated. You need to isolate people who want to give your candidate or your mission a bad name. You will be infiltrated. Some people will infiltrate to make sure that they give people a bad name. You need to work on all these things. Okay, so I wish all of us the best. On point of principle, I've said that 1,000 times. I advocate change. We can't continue like this. But let's stop at that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. Let's go to Ekiti election. The Punch has a story on page 3 on their panorama page. Ekiti election, major parties wield money power, days voters with cash.
People will never learn. You know, it is sad. I don't know, Sheriff, do you have figures, an average figure of the illiteracy level in our country in terms of percentages?
I don't.
You don't, okay? Because, you see, that's part of my fear, you know, about a new Nigeria emerging. Some of these people still don't understand the issues. Apparently, in this last election in Ekiti, a lot of people were voting for money. You know? So you ask yourself, how much money would you collect in one day that will sentence you to 4 years of suffering? But it's difficult to explain to them. A, they don't understand, they've been made subservient. B, is poverty has wrecked. I say that a friend of mine went home and found his mother's room. You know, these long rooms of 10 rooms on the left and 10 rooms on the right. Mm-hmm. Found mother's room. I said, mama, turn on me. The mama said, no. The only lantern in the house is rotated by room. So if you have the lantern today, you won't have the lantern tomorrow. You wait patiently until it's your turn. So they've been wrecked completely, you know. And so any little opportunity to allow them buy half a bag and whatever, they take it and then vote for the same people that impoverish them. It's sad. We have a lot of advocacy to do. I would advise the youths on their mission, if they're serious, to sacrifice themselves and go to the rural areas to educate our people. You know, those who have been ruling us between military and civilian have made sure that education is completely damaged so that you'll be ruling over. They don't believe, like Awolowo did, that the more educated they are, the easier it is to lead them. Because the intentions are different. I said in this studio that what a politician votes for is different from what an individual should vote for. But apparently, so this story is talking about the Ekiti elections.
Yeah.
Yes, and how money played a hand on both sides.
On both sides.
I think the one that is complaining, it'd be like saying, you know, get money. And don't forget, and listen good.
Yeah.
This money, my people, this money you are talking about is your money. It's government money. Have you heard the son of any rich man that goes into politics to throw away his own money? Hmm. It's called other people's money. OPM. Hmm. Other people's money. The only person that I know in politics who ever spent his own money is Moshood Kashima Wabiola of blessed memory. And he had a burning mission in him. For most of the rest, you can always trace their money to government. Don't let's go there.
Hi, Odipu.
Odipu. Until we face this, you see, we are also, unfortunately, our minds are lazy. Our minds are completely lazy. When I hear people rushing to some candidate, rushing is generous. How would you not be generous with other people's money? And for some of these people, you can trace. Any adult of my age can easily trace the origins of some of the people we have hanging around now vying for power. You can trace it. I mean, come on.
I've not said anything. I wanted to say something, but I'm not saying it again.
Don't talk about that.
I'm not going to say it. I promise that I will not mention birth certificate today.
Don't mention it, please. I don't want any.
Okay. Let's go to the Vanguard newspaper. Page 9 of the Vanguard has a story here that reads, condition of service in Supreme Court. CJN breaks silence, blasts colleagues.
Do you know we had, I'm sure, the suffering, all what we are going through, has taken our minds away, from some other news. And I'm surprised to hear that some Supreme Court justices are protesting, and wrote a protest letter to the CJ on their conditions of service and other things, up to the point that they say that even the Wi-Fi in the judge's home, in some of the judges' home is not paid for, and so on and so forth. This is a very deep, and I'm going to find a lawyer that I will talk to on Saturday. About this. I'm going to find a lawyer to break it down. I think it's very unfortunate that we've gotten to this point where, justices of the Supreme Court, we don't want them to get to a point where they're going to be carrying placards. How far down can we go? Justices of the Supreme Court. But then I said to myself, I tried to work out a logic in my head, and we will get somebody from a human resources person to explain to me in detail why a judge, now I'm not saying that a judge should not be well paid, why, for example, the remuneration of a judge in Lagos State should be different, should have at variance in a large manner to that of a professor of medicine or a teacher. With that person needs to explain, the human resource experts needs to explain to me who is contributing the most to society and the value attached to it. Because this parity came up actually with the coming of the politicians. And the average politician knows that the court is going to be his savior. So I would like us to look at, I need that next week. If you know of any, please let me know. Who can break it down for me? If you look at the remuneration of judges, for example, in Lagos, and look at that of the chief medical officer, or that of the, do they call them, tutor general, or the principal of the school, if you look at the years of experience, all these three, by implication, are graduates, probably with a bachelor's degree. That's all you need to be a judge. The MBBSS, you need to be a doctor, and so on and so forth. I would like somebody to break this thing down for me and show me the logic. Because the truth is this, we will continue to have agitation across the board. And then, of course, now in line with what you are paying members of your House of Assembly, and so on and so forth. We need a complete overhaul of the salary and remuneration structure in Nigeria. The difference between the various whatever professions is too magnified. It's too, I can't understand it.
Right.
As a judge, you got a car, you got a house, which you have for life. Why is the same not applying to the chief medical officer or the doctors in General Hospital that have been there working from morning till night? Why does the same not apply to them or to the teachers that produce these children?
We must go now.
Can we continue at nine? Yes,
on your show, yes.
We skip Diabumi.
No, no way. Diabumi has to stay. Thank you so much for coming. Lagos, that's our package today. We'll go on a break now. When we return, we'll have the news. After the news, we talk widows, supply to widows. Stay here.
They don't disconnect your line. Sick of say you not link your national identification number to your MTN number. Make you know.
99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.